In a darkened room, sunlight filtering through curtains, Yasmin Williams plays a thumb piano. It rests on a guitar placed flat on her lap. She strums the guitar with her left hand and taps the frets, and she wears tap shoes to add to the beat. This piece, Gitgo, was submitted to this year's Tiny Desk Contest. NPR Music chose it as an outstanding favorite. And today we're so happy to welcome Yasmin Williams into our studios here. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're from Woodbridge, Virginia, I gather.
Yes.
Did you get interested in the guitar because of a video game?
Yes. My parents bought me Guitar Hero 2, I think, for Christmas in seventh grade, maybe? Sixth grade? Mm-hmm. And I became kind of obsessed with beating the game, like all of the expert levels. There's various levels for each song, beginner, medium, you know, expert. And once I beat the game, I figured, well, I mean, I beat that game. I can probably play a real guitar now. So, you know, my naive seventh grade self.
So video games can lead somewhere then.
I guess so. Yeah.
So you wanted to play a real guitar after that?
Yeah, a real electric guitar, yeah.
What did you begin to play when your parents got you a real guitar?
Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit, because that was kind of simple to learn.
Were there other guitarists you listened to and admired and tried to emulate?
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix definitely was a huge influence.
Well, emulating Jimi Hendrix is a tall order, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, once I learned Voodoo Child, I thought it was the best thing ever.
You just released your debut album. It's called Unwind, and we're going to listen to a little bit of the first track, Restless Heart. A lot of different techniques in there.
Yeah.
Well, help us understand them.
So in that section, the intro, I use a cello bow to get that low drone sound that you hear.
Yeah.
And I use my left hand to tap the notes. It's kind of hard to...
You picked up the bow.
Here's the bow sound, the low drone. And with this, I just add my... the tapping melody part. And I used the bow for the harmonic at the end of the intro too, which was kind of hard to master because the rosin makes the strings really sticky.
What put this approach in your mind? What kind of music were you dreaming of and you thought this was the way to execute it?
I heard the band Sigur Rós, and the lead guitarist uses a bow in a lot of their tracks, and I thought, whoa, that's a really cool idea. But I couldn't get it to sound good on my electric guitar, so I tried it on my acoustic, and it sounded pretty good.
It's not tuned like a regular guitar?
No, it's in open D. I actually really don't even use standard tuning anymore. I use a lot of open tuning. It just sounds... it's harder to mess up.
What do you want your music to do?
Well, a lot of people say that it relaxes them, and I like that. I mean, I like to write relaxing music, and since a lot of the stuff on the radio nowadays is pretty aggressive and kind of sounds the same and kind of in your face. So I like my music to be more melodic, you know, more calming, just something easy to listen to, but, you know, has substance.
I understand you recently graduated from NYU.
Yeah.
Major in?
Music composition, music theory and composition.
What'd you learn?
A lot of music theory, a lot of ear training, how to write music in an intelligent way.
Any tips you can offer people who might be listening who'd like to avoid the $45,000 a year tuition or whatever it is? 45, probably 60 at NYU, but
like
go
a
ahead,
65,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess just... avoid getting into like a rut, or like avoid using the same patterns over and over again, because that was a problem for me. Like, I would kind of fall into using similar phrasing or similar melodies in my songs, and everything starts to sound the same. So,
and since it was NYU, they probably taught you that music just wasn't just wasn't a hobby, right?
Yeah.
if you're gonna make a living at it, what do you have to know?
Well, they taught us a lot about business, like, you know, it's a business and you have to understand the business side of things. And also just to be patient. Don't expect things to just fall into your lap. Take opportunities, make opportunities for yourself, be patient. Things will come eventually, you know. Just keep working.
That sounds like good advice.
Yeah. It better be for 60-something thousand dollars. Tuition.
Yeah.
At least
you
that.
Ought to be able to take away a sentence or
yeah,
two,
at
right?
Least that.
Yeah. Right. Well, you're going to play us out with a song, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to hear?
It's called On a Friday Night.
Well, Yasmin Williams, it's been a great pleasure having you in our studio. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yasmin Williams in our studio, her new album, Unwind. You can see her entire Tiny Desk Contest video on our website, and you can hear the full version of her performance in our studio also.